for all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia.
Friends, welcome to worship today. It is my pleasure to be here with you to worship. As you can see, it is a communion day, and so if you need to stop this recording to prepare either the elements of bread or crackers and some wine or juice, go ahead and do that now. And as we do on communion days, we remember the hospitality of our First Nations neighbours. We are honoured to gather, serve and worship on the traditional and unceded territory of the Qualicum First Nation, the traditional keepers of this land. We seek to live with respect for these original peoples and to honour their values and the land they have called home for thousands of years. We also pay our respects for and acknowledge the lives lost and the courage of the survivors of residential schools, and commit to support, advocate for, and contribute to the implementation of the calls to action of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada. Friends, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let's join together in the call to worship. We gather to remember those who have gone before, to remember those who have served their country, to remember the love and sacrifice of Christ. Let us praise God, who brings us together in unity and peace, hope and courage. Let us worship God with love and thanksgiving. Friends, this is All Saints Sunday, and so we remember those who have gone before us, especially those from our own congregation. They are now part of the cloud of witnesses who worship with us. And we light our Christ candle, remembering that at the center of that great cloud of witnesses is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Let's pray together. O God, it is your will that there be peace on earth as in heaven. May the design of your great love shine on the waste of our wrath and sorrows, and give peace to your church, peace among the nations, peace in our homes. We pray in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. And we come to the prayer of confession, falling at the feet of Jesus to ask his forgiveness for our iniquities. Let's pray together. Lord, when we look at the example set for us by the great cloud of witnesses that surround us this day, we are ashamed of our failure to live God-like lives. Forgive our waywardness, we pray, and help us to keep our feet on the path to your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
On mountaintops and in valleys, in our homes and in our hearts, God knows us better than we know ourselves, and God forgives us when we cannot forgive ourselves. By God's mercy, we are forgiven. By God's mercy, we are made whole. By God's mercy, we are equipped to serve others. Thanks be to God. Amen. Each year in our community, we gather and we remember in prayer those that have gone on to be to their resting place with God. We celebrate the time we have spent with them and we commend their souls. Creator God, we remember before you the great company of every name joined with us throughout the world. Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Embrace them also and lift them up forever. We bless your holy name for all your servants who have finished their course, especially those dear to us who have entered into your rest. Today we remember and are grateful for the witness of those who have passed into glory to be with you in the past year. We remember Lorne Anderson, Melbourne Brown, Derek Shaw, Patrick Weber, Gavin McLeod, Cameron Dryhurst, Arlie Cates, Marlene Leaney, Michelle Gemjambre. Rejoicing that we are still one with them and in the same holy fellowship, we pray that we may be united with them in the joy and peace of the perfect life. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. As we gather at the table this morning, friends, let us hear the words of our new creed. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Psalm 78, verses 1 to 8. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It's a psalm of Asaph. O my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories of our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so that the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children, so that each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A question. For us, how is your memory of history? This Sunday, we look back in history a bit as we gather to celebrate Remembrance Day in advance of the Remembrance Day, which actually lands on a Saturday this year. I came across a bit of a joke regarding the study of history when I was researching this Sunday reflection. History teacher speaking to a failing student. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And the student replies, but history is so boring. And the teacher said, well, if you don't do better, you'll be retaking it next year. And the student says, what? And the teacher says, I told you, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Hopefully I have your attention now. So what does this have to do with this morning's scripture reading we read this morning? Well, the psalmist Asaph starts the way any good speaker does, by trying to get everyone's attention. And Psalm 78 starts this, give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. The psalmist Asaph is trying to get everyone's attention. So what was so important that Asaph wanted the people to hear? Asaph said he will tell the dark sayings as well as the glorious deeds so that children yet unborn will learn from what has happened in the past. He says he will tell how God has worked through their ancestors' lives. He tells his listeners and the readers that it is the task of each generation to tell their children stories of the past so they have a strong faith in God and so they don't repeat the mistakes of their ancestors. All that in the first 8 verses of the psalm we read this morning, there are actually 72 of them. So Asaph must have felt it was an important message. And in the Old Testament days, the passing down of stories verbally was the only way people heard about the past. Books and writings were not something the ordinary family would have access to, so they passed on family history and happenings by word of mouth. But our psalmist is saying that they should not only listen to the stories, but listen attentively to them. We should both listen and learn from them. He was trying to remind people of the God of our ancestors and God's part of our daily living. My father and mother died when I was 18 and 23 years old, respectively, so in my family, my grandparents and an aunt became the primary storytellers. As a child, though, I could remember being on the couch with my parents listening to stories about their childhood, how they met in Calgary, how both of them enlisted in the armed services. Years later now, I wished I had listened more attentively to the stories of my parents and perhaps even written a few of them down to pass on to my own children. I did make a point of talking often to my grandparents and my aunt, and we made sure our children were exposed to the family stories so they might know their roots and the specialness that had been passed along to them. As a result, our children do have a history of my ancestors that can be passed on to future generations. On Remembrance Day, they know how their great-grandfather, grandfather, and grandmother served Canada in the First and Second World Wars. On Remembrance Day, they hear and can repeat stories of how their forefathers, their foremothers, fought for their freedom, freedom to live in peace, freedom of religion, freedom to have a democracy. They know why we pause on November 11th in a moment of silence to honor and remember the men and women who have served and continue to serve Canada during times of war, conflict, and peace. They know why we wear a poppy on Remembrance Day. And they know why we tell stories on Remembrance Day. So that by remembering the past horrors of war, we should do everything in our power not to have another world war. My wife Keith and I have visited the major World War I and World War II sites in Europe. Keith visited the graves of her two uncles. I saw the countryside in which my father manned a mortar on D-Day. Each of those sites left a mark on us. As we toured World War I sites, we walked down through the hills and the trenches where on July 1st, 1916, 801 men of the Newfoundland Regiment went over the top, aiming to seize the handheld village in the Somme Valley. Just 68 came back alive and unwounded. Each of these sites left us with a sense of loss and a wondering as to how these wars came about, wondering, how did the world allow this to happen? Didn't they know what was happening? Don't we learn anything from the previous wars and atrocities? So this week, the words of Asaph, the psalmist, keep echoing in my head. Listen, my people, to my teaching, and pay attention to what I say. He says, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. We must keep telling the stories of our history. These are stories that need to be passed on from generation. In the same vein, we need to listen to and to pass along the history of our faith, our trust in a loving God. For those who fought in wars gave their lives for what they believed in. A question for us is our faith obviously enough so people can see what we believe in by what we do? Our actions need to show that God is an important part of our past, our present, and our future. With faith and with God, we will always have hope. Perhaps the words from a hymn often sung at Remembrance Day services best sums up our prayers of remembrance on this Remembrance Day Sunday. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guard while troubles last and our eternal home. May it be so. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning, friends. Please join me in prayers of the people. God, we come together with gratitude and hope. Hope in your creation, hope in your peacemaking, and hope in your grace. You have given us grace to pray with one heart and one voice, and you promise to hear the prayers of two or three who are gathered in your name. Fulfill now, we pray, the prayers and longing of your people. In the Word, God tells us to pray as though we have received, remembering that God's response to our prayers may not look the way we've envisioned it. But we know Him, and we can pray in confidence. Father God, help us to be patient and wait upon you. Help us to be still and listen for your voice. Let us pray for God's people throughout the world, for this gathering, and for all who minister in your name. Receive our prayers, which we offer before you, for all members of your holy church, that in our vocations, in our families and ministries, we may truly and reverently serve you. Let us pray for the nations of this earth, for the well-being of all people and those in authority. God of compassion, we pray in every heart for true peace. May you guide with your wisdom to those who govern the nations of this earth that justice and peace will prevail, and that the leaders seek peace above power. We pray for those who are experiencing natural disasters around the world, the hurricanes, the monsoons, and the drought, and especially for those in Jamaica and other countries that have been devastated by the most recent of hurricanes. Gracious God, give strength to all who suffer. Hear the cry of those in misery and in need. In their afflictions, show them your mercy, and give us, we pray, the strength to serve them for the sake of Jesus, who suffered for us. We pray for all those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Comfort all who sorrow. For those grieving specific events in their lives, past or present, and for some grieve in the absence of the events in their lives that they had hoped for. Loving God, you have made all nations and all races to become one family, and you sent Jesus to proclaim the good news of salvation to all. Pour out your Spirit on the whole of creation and quicken the coming of your reign of justice and love among all nations in this world. Let's pray for those who are experiencing physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental health difficulties, for some suffering in silence. May they be guided to find healing. We pray for those in leadership of our country, our province, our community, and here at St. Stephen's. We lift to you Pastor Kelly and all those who work and volunteer in our many ministries. Please join me as we take a moment to pray in our hearts or out loud for the persons and circumstances that come to your mind. Thank you, Father, for the gift of today. Thank you for the opportunity to come together as a church family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We join together in communion on this holiest of Sundays. The Holy One is here. God's Spirit is here with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to God. It is right to offer thanks and praise. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. All who come to me shall not hunger, and all who believe in me shall not thirst." With Christians around the world and throughout the centuries, we gather around these symbols of bread and wine, the simple elements that speak of nourishment and transformation. Let us pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you are as close to us as breath, that your love is constant and unfailing. We thank you for all that sustains life, and especially for Jesus Christ, who teaches us how to live out an ethic of justice and peace, and for the promise of transformation made manifest in his life, death, and resurrection. We ask you to bless this bread and cup. Through this meal, make us the body of Christ, that we may join with you in promoting the well-being of all creation. Amen. We remember on the night when Jesus and the disciples had their last meal together, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat it as often as you do. Remember me." In the symbol of the broken bread, we participate in the life of Christ and dedicate ourselves to being his disciples. In the same way, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant poured out for you and for many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In the symbol of the cup, we participate in the new life Christ brings. Come, let us share in this meal together. All who seek to be in relationship with Jesus are welcome to eat and to drink, those who have accepted their call and those who are curious about it, those who have been on the journey for years and those who have just started. All are welcome at this table, for it is not our table, but God's table. We join together in the prayer taught to us by Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for the meal is ready.
How beautiful
Let us pray our prayer after having enjoyed the feast at the table today. We bless you, O God, for gifts of bread and cup, for sustaining us in hope every day of our lives. We pray for your strength to prepare us now for your service as we offer to you lives of witness and worship in the world you have made. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We pray the offertory prayer each week, offering our sacrifice of time, talent, or money to God and his purposes. And we thank you for all the ways that you help out with the ministries here at St. Stephen's. Let's pray together the offertory prayer. O God, we have received the gospel because of the self-sacrificing of those who preceded us. May we be faithful to our inheritance as we present these gifts and ourselves to pass on to others the life-saving message of your love and mercy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As you prepare to leave this place today, may you be awestruck by the beauty of the world. May you laugh and may it be contagious. May you overflow with love for those around you. May you be effusive with hope and quick to point out joy. And in all of your living and breathing and being, may you find yourself full to the brim with God's Holy Spirit. And may it change your life. In the name of the lover, the beloved, and love itself, go in peace, full to the brim. You are called, you are loved, you are enough. Amen.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when they crown him Lord of all, oh, when they crown him Lord of all, oh Lord, I want to be in that number.
Oh, when they
marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.